This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Tonight, President Obama will be the main attraction as he speaks at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. It was 12 years ago tonight that many Americans got their first look at Obama. It happened in Boston at the convention that nominated John Kerry for president. Back then, in 2004, Barack Obama was an Illinois state senator running for the U.S. Senate. His speech that night captivated the crowd and launched his national political career. At the time, Phil Johnston was the chairman of the Massachusetts Democratic Party. He was in the arena for the speech that night. We asked him to remember it.
Well, of course, in 2004, our nominee was from Massachusetts, and the convention itself was held in Boston. And we were blown away when this young African-American candidate for the United States Senate named Barack Hussein Obama appeared to give a keynote speech. And it was one of the great speeches probably in the political annals of the country.
They would give me an African name, Barack, or Blessed, believing that in a tolerant America, your name is no barrier to success. They imagined me going to the best schools in the land, even though they weren't rich, because in a generous America, you don't have to be rich to achieve your potential.
He embraced John Kerry as a candidate of that time who would be very important to the future of the country. He was very focused because, of course, we were in the middle of this crazy war in Iraq, and Kerry and Obama had grave doubts about that war. But he also spoke about civil rights and human rights in a more general sense, and he personalized it very much by telling his own story.
My father was a foreign student, born and raised in a small village in Kenya. He grew up herding goats, went to school in a tin roof shack. His father, my grandfather, was a cook, a domestic servant to the British. But my grandfather had larger dreams for his son. Through hard work and perseverance, my father got a scholarship to study in a magical place, America, that shone as a beacon of freedom and opportunity to so many who had come before.
He has more than lived up to his promise that we felt he had in 2004. When we talk about Obama, we use one expression that is, we are going to miss him. We're going to miss him a lot. But it's too bad that we can't have him for a while longer. He's young still, and now he has this vast experience. One other thing I'd say is that during the past 8 years, there hasn't been one hint of scandal, either in his personal life or among people who have worked for him. I don't know that we can say that about any other administration in modern times. He's a very, very unusual person, and it's been demonstrated again and again by his actions during the last 8 years in the White House.
The hope of a skinny kid with a funny name who believes that America has a place for him, too.
That's Barack Obama in 2004 in Boston when he was new on the national political scene. We heard from former chair of the Massachusetts Democratic Party, Phil Johnston. He will be in the crowd tonight in Philadelphia to hear President Obama speak 12 years later.